America Weekend. Carl Sabatino back with Roland Smith as we continue on with Smith Sabatino. Thank you so much, all and everyone, for joining in. Roland, I have a question for you.
I might or might not have an answer.
You might or might not. You and I are doing one. This is not a question for him and a question for me. I planned this quite some time ago, and based on the earlier portion of this broadcast, this may not be the right question. The question.
Okay, get it together.
The question is, what gets you happy? I was asked this question at a meeting where what do you describe these people? Motivational speakers. Name is Bill Davis. Lovely guy. Love him dearly. And he was up there. He does it extremely well. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to think individually. What makes you happy? Well, Ronald, I thought I'd toss the question to you. What makes you happy?
Oh, I can think of any number of things that make me happy, and I could go through a litany of things from A to Z. But I truly believe what makes me happy is trying to and then finding a way to understand the meaning of life as you see it in the individual actions of living. And that's not only just people, but also the way a pet reacts to being petted or seeing the owner for the first time. Makes me happy to walk through a pine forest after a summer rain. It makes me happy to watch a rose garden when somebody walks by, obviously intent on something else, but stops and is just mesmerized by the beauty of the flowers. The collectiveness of those flowers. Those are the kind of things that make me happy. So does an occasional martini.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you asked.
I asked for this reason, because the question is not asked much any longer. And this came up, I asked the question of Mr. Davis, because, and it happened in a very, I have these moments. And many of our listeners may have them when all of a sudden but it's a very brief moment. It's shall we say, literally a moment in time. I was coming out of a shopping center, walking to the car with my family, my wife and my little baby. And the wind was blowing, and I have a thing about wind, maybe because I have a lot of wind in me. I don't know. But I have a thing about wind blowing, always have. And the wind started to blow. It was a beautiful night. It may have been 60, 70-something degrees. It could not have been nicer. It's on the slope of a hill, and the wind was coming up from the valley below, and it was just... And for that brief moment, happiness sprung across me. It just caught me. The moment, my family, it just worked. And it lasted, I would say, 10 seconds, but it just wafted its way through me.
Well, you know, years ago, I wrote a poem entitled Wind.
Please.
And I happen to have it here, and I just opened up the book where it's published. And see if this resonates with you, because wind seems to be one of your tokens.
Yes.
Or totems, I guess, is even a better way to put it.
Totem is a better word. Yeah.
Invisible by day and night, though presence felt of gentle might, until the time of raging storm and rain becomes a pelting swarm. It is the wind I tell about, caressing soft or howling shout. It can't be seen when all alone, it needs another to be known. Leaves do oft give wind expression, yet neither ever claim possession. Dust and dirt may give it shape, as wind flows o'er nature's scape. Slicing clean twixt tree and flower, and rolling through a valley bower, bumping over rock and rill until it's calm and standing still. The spirit, too, is like the wind, invisible, yet destined to be the breeze of inner mind, with zephyred bliss to humankind.
That's beautiful. And it's how I feel when the wind blows, quite frankly, because I think Wind has all of those ephemeral elements, if I'm using that correctly. It seems to just walk its way right through me and makes me feel better.
You know, years ago, there was a methodology of, I guess, moving into what nature would feel like if you could be nature itself, or at least personify it as yourself. And it was called Silva Mind Control. I don't know if you remember that name or that.
No, doesn't.
But I remember reading something about it, and there was explaining how to do this. And I remember at one time trying to imagine myself as the wind, and what it would be like to be tickled as you blow through the trees or the bushes, mm-hmm. or whatever, or to be in a rage, or to be a gentle zephyr, or things of that nature. And it was an interesting experiment for me in a meditative time of my life. Or a meditative moment of my life, not mm-hmm. a time. And I found it that I could experience what wind felt like by using some of those particular methods that they suggested in this book.
Well, you know, we started it with the question, what makes you happy? And most people would not pick wind. For me, it's always been sort of a focal point. One of the happiest moments of my life is walking at the end of a pier. And this is in Puerto Rico, walking to the end of a pier, a long, skinny little walkway, and out to the end where there was a bench there. And I sat on that bench, and it was in the San Juan, just outside San Juan, where the hotel chains are. There's a strip of hotels. And the wind was blowing in off the Caribbean, and I've got to tell you, that was just one remarkable 20 or 30 minute period for me. It was so peaceful. The wind just, as if I could fly away. It was wonderful.
Now, I wonder if the fact that experience, because of the pastoral setting that you were in,
mm-hmm.
Allowed you to feel that sense of peace. Now, let me take you back to your tour of duty in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been times when you felt the wind when you were in Vietnam and under constant stress and potential attack. Did you feel peaceful at that time?
No. The only time I ever felt peaceful is when I saw the tigers in the woods. And we actually saw them. And they were majestic. Never made a sound and would come right past us on their way to wherever they were going. There aren't very many left, particularly in that part of the world. They're Southeast Asia, not Bengal. They are slightly smaller, Southeast Asia tigers. And there was such an enormous peace when I saw them on three separate occasions, upriver towards the Cambodian Parrot's Beak. Remarkable. The flora and the fauna up there was extraordinary.
So,
but the wind did not do it for me there.
From what you're saying, though, then the wind basically needs something else in order to engender in you that sense of calm, peace.
There's got to be a surrounding environment that allows me to let go, to feel totally comfortable, to enjoy the wind. And many, many people will say, particularly those who are mountain climbers, those who love getting on the outside, I don't know how these people do this, they'll climb up to the skirts of the side of a sheer wall. But when they're up there, and it's absolutely peaceful up there, they are at total peace when they hear the wind.
Well, you know, years ago, I had the opportunity I was doing a story with Bob Walagunda. He was the lark balloonist.
I'm not familiar with him, no, I'm sorry.
Well, you remember the lark balloon?
Yes, I do.
I meant lark, well, I guess it was a cigarette or something.
Cigarette,
sort.
That's correct.
And they had a balloon that would travel around the country, yes. And it was a hot air balloon. I had the opportunity to go up with him in this balloon and travel over the Delaware River down between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. When you're in the balloon, you're going exactly at the speed of wind, so there is no wind.
Correct.
So it's so strange to be moving over the treetops, looking down at them passing by, and not feel a thing because you are with the wind.
We took a ride in Sedona, Arizona, in a hot air balloon.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you know that feeling.
You described exactly how I felt. And by the way, it's so silent up there.
Yeah,
it's amazingly silent. Boy, the birds must have fun up there, just in peace and quiet, soaring.
Yeah, but they're not with the wind.
Yes, that's
well,
true.
Well, sometimes they are, I suppose. But in most cases, they're all over the place.
Yes, but it's amazing how quiet it was and how peaceful it was up there. But there was no wind blowing because we were moving with the wind.
Have you ever been in a glider?
Yes.
Well, so, I mean, that to me, where you use the wind and the currents to give you lift.
Before another time, we must talk about that. It scared the living bejesus out of me.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Well, we have I don't know, 20 seconds. Can't you synthesize this thing?
He was looping, and when he looped...
You did a real loop?
Oh, we really did, and I got to tell you, boy, that's like there's nothing between you and the ground.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's something between us and the ground, and that's you, ladies and gentlemen. Roland Smith called Sabatino. We're back.
America, weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.